Welcome to the Dag Heward Mills podcast. Dag Heward Mills is a healing evangelist, a best-selling author, and a mega church pastor. He's the founder of the United Denominations, originating from the Lighthouse Group of Churches, overseeing over 3,000 churches across every continent of the world. He pastors the First Love Church, a vibrant church in the city of Accra, transforming the lives of thousands of young people for the Lord. Now listen to Dag Heward Mills.
Bible says, when money failed, they came to Joseph and said, give us bread. So today we want to pray. Nobody knows what is coming, but we are praying, oh God, as money fails. Not only in Africa, but all over the world, as money fails to be what we thought it was and fails to give the happiness that we thought it would give, and money fails to be the answer to all the things we thought it was answering, and money itself fails and the things that we value lose value, as money fails, oh God, let me not fail. So, you are arriving next year at Good Friday. I said you are arriving next year at Good Friday with a testimony that as money failed in the whole system, I didn't fail. Stand to your feet, everybody, and lift your hands as you pray. Lord Jesus, as money fails, let me not fail. Let me not fail. Madaka balomande paramamandalaba. I pray, O Lord, that as financial systems and economies fail all over the world, let me not fail, let me survive. But when money failed in Egypt, they came to Joseph. And now, O Lord, we commit ourselves into your hands. And we ask you, Lord, that as the world falters and fails, let me, oh God, see your mighty hand in my life. Grant unto me, oh Lord, divine exemptions from the wickedness and the famine and the crisis and the financial deceptions that are in the world. Oh God Almighty, I lift myself up to you and I pray for your hand to be upon me. That Lord, when money fails, I will not fail, because my anchor is Jesus and my hope is in the name of the Lord. I pray, oh God. Mataga balo mana shandola baba. Mande ke pala matolo sambara mandelene. Kalaba kataba tomoda baba mandelene. Lift your hand. Your finances are changing over this prayer and over this time as we pray and commit ourselves and trust in God rather than trusting in money which can fail, or trusting in earthly things. Malenda bakatolanderelema. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
Lift your hands. Father, next year,
yes,
by your grace, let all those under the sound of my voice,
come on, Lord,
testify.
Yes.
That as money fails,
they did not fail.
Personally, they did not fail.
Oh, yes.
They did not go down because of your power, because of your help. That as it was in the days of Joseph, that when money fell, Joseph had bread to eat and he had what he needed to survive and to make it. I thank you for this blessing for everyone that is gathered here today in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
You may be seated if you have a seat. If you don't have a seat, just keep standing. The next thing I want us to pray, and I want you to take this prayer seriously, because Jesus said, whatsoever you ask in my name, I will do it for you. Ask and you shall receive. And the Bible says you receive not because you didn't ask. The third prayer that I want us to pray is, oh God, make me laugh between now and next year.
Oh yes.
Good Friday.
Oh yes.
Make me do what?
Hey, make me laugh, Lord.
Make me what?
Laugh.
Laugh. Mm. You know, laughter is quite scarce these days. Genesis 21 and verse 6. And Sarah said, God has made me to laugh.
Oh, wow.
God has what?
Made
me to laugh.
Hallelujah.
So that all that here
Whoa.
Will laugh with me.
Whoa.
God made her laugh.
Hallelujah.
Mm. I prophesy that God is going to make you laugh.
Oh, hey. Hey.
How many know that you can cry instead of laughing? And you can be depressed instead of laughing? Hey. How many know that there are many, many things that make everybody sad all the time? Yes. But Sarah said, God
Hallelujah.
Has made me to laugh.
Hallelujah.
Wow.
Wow.
Now, I don't know what bitter injection is injecting you now. But I want to prophesy.
Prophesy.
The God who you ask, is the Lord,
make me
laugh. That means 10 things around so that it will become funny and I will start laughing.
Yes.
Everybody stand to your feet with your two hands lifted up to the heavens and say, oh God, in 2024, make me to laugh. Like you made Sarah laugh, you caused her to be happy. You caused her to have joy that she never thought she would have. When she had a baby, she couldn't help but start laughing and thanking you. Oh, matada makoboro mandele bara, mambere kapara mandolo mandele ra, agaba dolo moshamandara mandele baba. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. God is turning your bitterness, your sorrow, long-standing sorrow and long-standing issues that have no solutions and that have never been solved for so many years. This year, God is turning it around and causing you to laugh. And the Lord made Sarah to laugh. Receive from heaven above. You can see the sky. Receive from heaven above a grace coming upon your life. God making you to laugh in the name of Jesus. Father, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. For every hand that is lifted up, we trust you. We trust your ability and your power to touch our lives, to touch our painful points, our painful place, Lord, and turn things around and turn again for captivity and cause us to smile and cause us to laugh and cause us to rejoice and cause us to be happy again as you did for Sarah. She was just one lady, but you went to her and you blessed her and you answered her prayer and you caused her laughter to be uncontrollable and genuine from the bottom of her heart. She was laughing when she looked at her son Isaac. She knew that you had done something so fantastic, so wonderful. Eyes could never imagine, the heart could never think of it, of what you could do for her. But you did it, oh God. And so we lift our hand in this stadium today and pray all over the world, online and all over Ghana and everywhere. We lift our hands and we say, have mercy on us, Lord. Stretch out your hand. Cause us to laugh again concerning whatever issues. Give us joy. Give us joy unspeakable, full of glory. In the name of Jesus, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for your power, for your blessing. for your healing, for your touch that you give to us today in the name of Jesus Christ. Give the Lord a shout of hallelujah. If you have your phone, type on your phone, I'm laughing again.
I'm laughing again.
I'm laughing again.
I'm laughing again.
I'm laughing again. Oh. Type it wherever you are, I'm laughing again. And you may be seated. Wow. Now, we are going to pray. How many prayers have we prayed? Three. Number four. Oh God, bless me as I serve you. Bless me as I serve you. Exodus 23, 25. And you shall serve the Lord, your God, and he shall bless you, thy bread, thy water, and I will take sickness away from the midst of thee. And you shall serve the Lord your God, and he will do what? He will do what? He shall bless you. You shall serve, and he shall bless. How many want a blessing? Oh, yes. A blessing. But he said, hello. Shh, be quiet, please. Hello. Please be quiet. It says, you shall serve. You serve, and he will bless. So you serve, and he blesses. You shall serve, and then he blesses. So your key to blessing is to serve. Amen. Jesus said something. He said, I am amongst you as he that serveth. I am amongst you as someone who is serving. This is the great key to being blessed, serving God. And so I want us to commit ourselves to God on this Good Friday, that we shall serve you.
Oh, yes.
And you will bless us.
Yes, 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 yes.
How many believe God will bless your bread?
I believe.
If that means he'll bless your job. You are going higher this year.
Hallelujah.
In fact, I see you are going to have something more than a job. More than a job. You are thinking of job, but God says more than a job.
Come on.
You shall serve God and he shall bless you.
Hallelujah.
There will be a blessing for serving.
Yes.
You serve and he blesses. It is your duty to serve and it is his duty to bless the one who is serving.
Yes, Lord.
So, if you are not serving God, decide tonight that I am going to be a servant of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
You shall serve and he shall bless. He'll bless you. He'll bless your car, your transportation.
Wow.
He'll bless your bread.
Jesus.
He'll bless your water. And he will take sickness and hospital visits, lab tests and x-rays, CT scans, and other frightening investigations. He will take it away from you. Everybody stand to your feet and say, oh Lord, as I serve, bless me. As I say, God, bless me as I serve you. Lift your hand on this Good Friday. As we pray this fourth important prayer, bless me as I serve you. Bless me as I serve you. Bless me as I serve you. Abalama mandolo bodala bandelele bakabandelele. Mandolo bakabada mandolo boshamada. Oh yes. Oh yes. Now lift your hand and say, Lord, help me to be your servant. Help me to be your servant. Help me to be your servant. Help me to serve you. I've not served you well, but I want to serve you well and follow you well and obey you well. Oh God, bless me as I serve you. I'm going to serve you this year. Lord, I'm going to serve you this year. I hear your word. I will bless you as you serve me. I will bless you as you serve me. You shall serve He shall bless. You shall serve. He shall bless. You shall serve. He shall bless. Father, now lift your hand and commit your whole family. Your whole family. That your whole family will serve God. And God will bless all your family. Lift your hand and pray for your children. Pray for your family. Pray for everyone that is connected to you. That God will help them to be servants of God and to serve God. Amata kabala nona reda. Malada kapala doma kelemandereba. Paramando la masheda la makabalada. I commit myself into your hand. Awatala gabasho. Andere mamandala kabalada. Ah, Lord, let my children serve you. Let my family serve you. Let my husband serve you. Let my wife serve you. Let everything that is connected to me serve you. Oh God, let everything in my family, my household, serve you. And oh God, I ask that as we serve you, that you also bless. Bless us. Bless us again. Bless us again. And again. And again. And again. And again. As you bless Abraham. As you bless Isaac. As you bless Jacob. And said, become a thousand and thousands of thousands. Let so let your blessing be upon us as we serve you. As you bless and say, become a multitude of nations. Blessed are those who bless you, and cursed are those who curse you. Also bless us, Lord. Speak blessings over our lives, Lord. Cause blessing to be deep, and blessing to be so deep it cannot easily be removed or be washed away. Father, because of the curse in the system, let your blessings abound and multiply. Let there be a multiplication of your blessing upon all our lives, on those watching online on Facebook, YouTube, and all over. Let there be your power. Let everything that is around us, let our money and our lives be used to serve you, that you may bless us. We thank you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And everyone said, amen. Give the Lord a shout of amen. You may be seated. How many prayers have we prayed? Four. Number five. This is a very important one. Oh God, at thy word, let breakthrough come. Let what?
Breakthroughs
come.
Hallelujah.
Amen. How many want a breakthrough?
Hey.
Are you sure you want a breakthrough?
Hey. Yes.
Ooh. Do you know why wars continue? Quarrels continue? Because there's no breakthrough. But there's going to be a sudden
Hallelujah.
Breakthrough. A sudden breakthrough.
Yes.
Luke chapter 5. And Simon answering said unto him, Master, we have toiled all night and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net.
Yes.
And when they had this done, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes, and their net break. That was a big breakthrough in fishing, right? And how did this breakthrough come? It came by listening to Jesus. Jesus told Peter and co, listen, cast your net on this side. But Peter said, we've been doing this. This is our work. This is our profession. We are financial analysts. We are what? Equity managers and what? Financial engineers. We know this, we know that, we know that. And Jesus said, do this. Peter said, nevertheless, at thy word.
Hallelujah.
So listen, there is a word. If you follow and you believe and you obey at thy word, you are going to see a sudden breakthrough and a change in something that has not changed for a long time. Oh Lord, let breakthrough, which means a change which hasn't happened for a long time, happen between now and Good Friday. Stand to your feet.
Jesus.
I know you are standing and sitting now. It's good for exercise. It prevents clots from developing in your legs. Blood clots.
Lift
your hands.
Jesus.
Lift your hands. How many want believe that there's going to be a breakthrough?
I believe.
I believe it.
Yes.
Look to the sky. You see that heaven above. Jesus is real. He's either real or he's not real. But I believe that he's real. And that's why we're all here today. Because Jesus died for us. And he's speaking to us every day.
My God.
Lord, at thy word.
At thy word.
At thy word. No more stubbornness. No more arguments. Lift your hand and pray right now. Lord, I pledge to stop arguing. I pledge to stop arguing. I pledge to stop discussing and having long meetings about issues instead of saying yes to your holy word. I pledge myself. I commit myself. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for answering our prayer. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, at your word. At your word. There will be no more arguments. No more stubbornness. No more resistance to your word. To your word. To your holy, obedient instructions, Lord. We shall obey everything that you tell us. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. You may be seated.
Hallelujah.
Now,
yes.
How many realize you have come into a great company of believers?
Whoa.
Huh?
Yes.
Oh, yes. Now, this is the next prayer. Now, prayer number 5. 6. Is it 5 or 6? This is number 6. Okay. We are going to pray for the anointing.
Wow. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Now, this is the prayer. Oh God.
Oh God.
Whatever is working for this company, let it work for me too.
In the name of Jesus. Aya.
Amen.
Amen.
And whatever clears the way for this anointing, let it clear the way for me too.
Yes, 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 yes.
When Saul was anointed, the Bible says, he said, after that, you will come to the hill of God. Where is the garrison? And it shall come to pass that thou wilt come thither. And thou shalt meet a company of prophets.
Hallelujah.
You meet what?
A company of prophets.
Everybody say, a company of prophets.
A company of prophets.
Coming down from the high place.
Jesus.
With a pipe and a harp before them, and they shall prophesy. And the Spirit of the Lord will come upon thee, and thou shalt prophesy with them.
Hallelujah.
Whatever is working, you see, for that company. The company was a company of prophets, and the anointing was on them.
Wow.
And they were prophesying.
Wow.
So Paul just had to encounter them. When he met them, what was working for them started to work for him too.
Hallelujah.
Hey. That is why you must have good friends. And you must interact with great ministries.
Hallelujah.
Because whatever is working for them, it somehow rubs off on you and starts to work on you as well. So when Saul encountered this company of prophets, a person who had nothing to do with prophesying, he had nothing to do with even God. But when he encountered this company, his interaction with the company affected him. And then he also started to do the same thing that the company was doing.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
You see, today we are in a stadium.
Yes.
Many years ago, we said we'll be in a stadium.
Wow. Wow. Wow.
Yes. And When I met with Yonggi Cho, he was using the stadium regularly. Yes. When you encounter a company,
come on now.
Whatever is working in that company, it will come onto you.
It's coming onto me.
And you, it will start to work
hallelujah,
on you too.
Hallelujah.
How many believe the word
of
God?
I believe the word of God.
Or should I share this rather with a school of prophets?
Okay.
Maybe I should stop and I should find a school of prophets. When Elijah was taken away,
come on,
the mantle fell from him and he smote the waters and said, where is the God of Elijah? And when he had also smitten the waters, they parted hither and thither. Whatever clears the way, clears the way.
Yes.
And whatever has cleared the way.
Yes, 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 yes.
For that, and of course, the anointing made the waters clear, wow, clear themselves.
Wow.
That anointing is coming on everyone
here.
I receive. There are people sitting in the stands today. A day will come, you'll be preaching in a stadium like this. There are people watching. A day will come, you'll be standing in a stadium and you will remember today, Good Friday. And you'll remember, I was there, it was something I saw, practically. Whatever is working for this company, whatever is operating and working, may it start to work for you too. Everybody stand to your feet and lift your hand and say, oh God, give me the Holy Spirit.
Give me the anointing.
The anointing that is working for somebody and for this company. Let that grace and that anointing also work in my life. Mando kapara mando la mama shando la baba. Sora maya mama shando bakabala. Mando lo bakabala mandelele. Mando lo mokabara mandale mandele mandele. In the name of Jesus. 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 Let your hand and receive the Holy Spirit. Pray for the Holy Spirit. Pray for the anointing of God. Pray for the power of God. The anointing of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Receive the anointing. 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 Your holy hands lifted up. Whatever work for the company, whatever work for Elijah, whatever work to clear the waters, it's working for you now. In the name of Jesus, Christ of Nazareth, we thank you. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Sit down. Number 7. We are going to pray for our children.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
How many want to pray for your children?
I want to.
Oh God, let my children stand before you.
Wow. Hallelujah.
Let my children do what?
Stand before you.
Hallelujah. Are you writing down the prayer topic? Oh God, let my children stand before you. Let them stand before you. Psalm 112. Praise ye the Lord. Blessed is the man that feareth the Lord, that delighteth greatly in his commandments. His seed shall be mighty upon the earth, and the generation of the upright shall be blessed.
My God.
Wealth and riches shall be in his house.
Yes.
And his righteousness endureth forever.
Yes.
Psalm 112, verse 1 to 3. His seed shall be mighty.
Yes.
Amen. Upon the earth, and the generation of the upright shall be blessed. All your children are blessed.
Amen. Wow.
Everyone here, yes. If you don't even have a child, and you are the child, let us now pray. You will never be a source of concern to your parents again.
Jesus. Hey. Mama.
Amen. Every child that brings heartache and that brings pain,
Jesus,
beginning from today, because of today's prayers, will no longer bring pain and heartache.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Your children will not be a source of bad news.
Yes.
But a source of good news.
Amen.
Your children shall be mighty in the earth. And the generation, the whole generation of your children will be blessed. Everybody stand up. We all have children that concern all of us. Whether your cousins, your nieces, your nephews, your children, you, maybe you yourself. Everywhere.
Yes.
Everywhere. Father, lift your hands and right now just pray for all the children. Father, we pray for our children. We pray for the children you've given to us, Lord. Let them be mighty on the earth. In the name of Jesus, we ask that your power will rest upon them. Protect our children, oh God, from evil, from death, from sickness and disease. And evil, oh God, let our seed be protected and be blessed. We ask it in the name of Jesus. Lift your two hands like this. Lift your two hands like this. Pray for your children. Lord, I give them to you, Lord. I give them to you. Touch my, touch their hearts, Lord. Touch their hearts. Rescue them, Lord. Arrest them, Lord. Let them be yours, Lord. Let them stand before you, Lord. Let none of them be wayward, Lord. Let them not go astray, Lord. Deliver them from evil men, evil women. Deliver them from bad company. Deliver them from bad influences. Deliver them from wickedness and perversions that are in the world today. We pray for our children, Lord, all over the world, Lord. Let them stand before you. 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 We ask it in the name of Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
And now, don't sit down. Don't sit down. This one is going to be short. Oh God, let no one pity me this year.
No.
Let nobody pity me. People will not be saying sorry. Isaiah 60, verse 15. It says, whereas thou hast been forsaken and hated, so that no man went through thee, I will make thee an eternal excellency, a joy of many generations. No one will be feeling sorry for you the whole of this year.
Hallelujah.
People will be meeting you and say, sorry about what happened. Sorry about sorry.
No.
Lift your hand up. Lift your hand up and pray. We punish all forms of pity and bad situations that will make somebody pity you and feel sorry for you on a daily basis. Every tragedy and every unfortunate situation that wants to attach to you and wants to connect to you and be associated with you, in the name of Jesus, we remove even the smell of tragedy, the smell of sadness and pity. Oh God, have mercy on us. Father, thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
For hearing our prayer.
Oh.
In Jesus' name.
Jesus' name.
Number 8.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Let the curse, oh God, let the curse end this year.
In the name of Jesus.
How many have suspected that there is a curse in your family? Or there's a curse somewhere?
Huh?
The way things happen and the way things go, you can easily suspect that there's a curse somewhere. Lift your hand right now. Lord, let every curse end.
Yes.
Anything that represents a curse, or something occurs in my family, in my life, today, oh God, let it come to an end on this Good Friday. We lift up our hands to you and we pray all over this place. Let your power show us mercy. Abande kamandola mamandala ba. Adoma tasandola makabara deleba. Mambara mandolo mo kamara dele. La re mandolo mo shamama. Mambere mandolo makabara dele mede. Oh yes. Everybody pray, call on God. Lord, let the curse from my ancestors, from my fathers, from my own sins, from my life, from my wife, my family, every family I'm connected, let every curse come to an end this year. Lord, I am arriving in 2025, Good Friday, without a curse, but with a blessing. I pray for it. I ask for it in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, yes. And now, number nine. Oh, God, let me be favored and chosen this year. Psalm 102 verse 13.
Hallelujah.
Thou shalt arise and have mercy on Zion,
Hallelujah.
For the time to favor her
Hallelujah.
Has come.
Hey.
The set time has come. The time for you to be chosen.
Hey,
I said the time for you to be chosen. I predict more than 1,000 weddings from now till 1,000 weddings. You will not shout, amen. Okay, I'm going to Monrovia to tell them. Monrovia people were happy to hear all these things.
Oh,
the Bible says, thou shalt arise and favor. Favor means to be chosen. That means when you make a music CD, people choose to listen to your music.
Hallelujah.
When you preach,
people choose to listen to your preaching.
Service, people choose to come. When you're building, people choose to use you as an architect, to use your services. People choose you and give you contracts. People choose you and appoint you.
Hallelujah.
People give you jobs. People promote you. People choose to marry you, to be like those who, not just to sleep with you, but to marry you. That is called favor. That is called chosen. And God chooses you to do his
Hallelujah.
Work. Lift your hand, everybody.
My God.
Lord, by 2025, I will know practically what it means to be favored. Because of good favor that is happening all over my life. Favor.
Hallelujah.
I am being chosen. Lift your hand. You are being chosen. People will write letters to you. People will accept you. People will listen to you. People will choose you. He says, the time has come to favor her. The time has come to favor him. The time has come to favor her. This is the time. The time to be chosen. The time to be liked. The time to be chosen. The time to become a favorite. A favorite child. A time to be given what you desire. A time to be selected out of a large group of people. Father, thank you for your mighty power. Oh, mama, masa dolo moka para mandele. Hambala maso mandolo moka balelele. Hambolo monare. Thank you, Lord. 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 Hambolo mandare balelele balelele bal. Hambolo mandele balamandele. Oh, yes.
Jesus.
Put your two hands on your chest like this.
Say,
Oh God, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That I've been favored.
That I've been favored.
I've been chosen.
Selected. Lord.
Liked.
Oh.
Favored.
By you. Lord.
And by whoever is important.
Hallelujah.
In my life.
Oh.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Just tell God thank you. His flesh shall be fresher. Fresher.
Yes.
Than a child.
Hallelujah.
My goodness. That's your hard, crackly skin.
Huh?
flaking skin. It has become whitish, and I don't know whether it's leprosy.
My.
All those things are going.
Yeah.
Your flesh is becoming fresh like a child.
Prophesy.
Hey.
Shout amen if you believe it.
Hallelujah.
And he says, and he shall return to the days of his youth.
Hallelujah.
Everybody lift your hand. I am becoming young again. Father,
yes.
Let renewed life and energy
and
youthfulness come into your church,
into
everyone here. That is part. No more, Lord. God, deliver us from premature aging. Premature aging. Let freshness come upon everyone. We give you thanks. We give you praise. Father, thank you that our flesh shall become fresh like a child. Oh, and we shall return to the days of our youth. We give you thanks. We lift our hands. All of the thousands online watching from wherever you are, the blessing of the Lord comes upon you. The blessing of the Lord comes upon you.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Put your hand on your heart.
Yes, Lord.
All old age, including the sicknesses of old age,
my God,
are banished.
In the name of Jesus.
Right now. The cancers.
Yes.
The cancers.
Paluma.
The fearful diagnosis. The fearful diseases. We banish them.
Yes.
We speak healing.
Yes.
We speak life.
We speak life.
And freshness into everyone. In Jesus' mighty name. And everybody shouted your loudest amen. God bless you. You may be seated. Now we are going to receive an offering because it's time for the word of God. We are just have that and the communion and then we are closed. So take out an offering. Now I want some people to make special donation. To come here cost us 100 times more than to go to the Independence Square. 100 times more. Yes. So, because there are seats and everything, and lights. So I want some people, like, I want 100 people to just give 1,000 CDs and then try to defray some of the costs. Amen. Hello? 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 Are you here? Do you understand when I say the word offering? Say offering. Yeah. You see, when there are a lot of people, you have a feeling that people are giving money. But that's rather when people don't give. And when you have a large crowd, like you have the very smallest offering ever. So I want everybody to take out. What are you carrying? What is in the bag already? More bags. Okay. Please, we prefer Momo. Look on the screen. And bank transfer, because the money you want to give is more than Momo can afford. Please don't be some way. To whom much is given, much is expected. When you have more, more is expected from you. God expects it, and we also expect it as a church. Tell your neighbor, more is expected. Those of you sitting in the front on the grass here, do you know what it means to sit on the grass of a stadium? Somebody may be scoring a goal, then his leg will go inside the hole that your chair has made. Before you realize that the penalty will not go straight. And then we'll have another World Cup situation. It's with Suarez. The number on the screen for giving the offering is what? I can't see the number myself. 054 320-9328. Is that correct? 054 320 93:28. Is that correct, please? And then if you want to transfer, maybe you just want to pay for the stadium. One touch, you can pay. Healing Jesus, there's no, I think, on Momo, no limit. Bank transfer. What is the limit on Momo? I thought they have increased it. 75,000. Wow. Tell your neighbor the limit is 75,000 cedis, so feel free. Oh, you will not tell your neighbor, I'm telling you to do something. Tell your neighbor the limit is 75,000, so feel free, whatever you want to give. Don't let anything hold you back. Give freely. Amen. Please, you need to settle down because we're just coming towards an important part of the service. Lift your offering and let's pray. Or online also, please. I see thousands of people online here. Yes, thousands. I've also joined. Wherever you are, watch. And many, many groups are watching. All of you, take out your offering. Wherever you give offering, give it at that place. And we're going to welcome the choir. All right? To sing for us. The choir, I think, are the people up here at the top there. Choristers, stand up. Stand up, let me see you. All right. When the choristers shout, it's as though a goal has been scored. How many songs have they given us? Three songs. All right. And then at the last song after that we have, it's time to preach. Amen. So, how many want us to close very quickly? What about Wabia? We don't often come here. So while we are here, I don't see the rush. If you are in a hurry, you are excused. Lift your offering, let me pray. Father, bless everyone who is giving today. In Jesus' name, amen. Have you got your phones? Have you got your phone lights?
For our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. It was a normal Friday that became a horrible Friday, a terrible day for us, a day of suffering and shame. But through the power of God, it became a good Friday, the best ever Friday, the day my sins were washed away. Ooh. All we like sheep have gone astray. Have turned everyone to his own way. The Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. That is how Jesus saved our souls. It was a normal Friday. hands to purchase me. These drops of blood were shed to pay for my soul. I belong to Jesus, bought with a price. Jesus, whose I am and whom I serve.
Hallelujah. Every horrible Friday is turning into a good Friday for your life. Today, I want to share with you a very short message on the prodigal son on this Good Friday. And these are the words of Jesus Christ. He said, a certain man had two sons. The younger, quiet please. The younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of goods that falleth to me. And he divided unto them his living. And not many days after, the younger gathered all together and took his journey into a far country. And when he had spent all, and there he wasted his substance with riotous living, when he had spent all, there arose a mighty famine in that land, and he began to be in want, and went and joined himself to a citizen of that country, and he sent him into his fields to feed swine. And he would fain have filled his belly with the husks that the swine did eat, and no man gave to him. And when he came to himself, he said, how many servants of my father's have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger? Shh, quiet, please. Hello? Please be quiet for the preaching of the word of God. All right. How many can hear me? Wave at me if you can hear me. Don't allow anybody around you to speak at this time for just 10 minutes. Just 10 minutes. Respect the word of God. Amen. Don't leave here with a curse. Leave here with a blessing. So obey what I'm saying, please. Now, the Bible says when he came to himself, he said, I will arise and go to my father, and I will say, I have sinned. All right? And have mercy on me and receive me back. So he arose, and when he was away off, his father saw him and ran to him and had compassion. And the son said to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in thy sight, and I'm no more worthy to be called thy son. But the father said to his servants, bring forth the best robe, put it on him, and put a ring on his hand. Amen. Kill and let us eat. For this my son was dead, and he is alive again. He was lost and is found. And they began to make merry. Amen. Now, this world is like this. It's made up of two different types of people. Two sons from the same father and mother. But one of them was a rebellious child. And he said to his father, give me the portion of your inheritance, which in itself is something people don't ask for inheritance when somebody is alive. But he did that. He said, give me my portion now. I can't wait for you to die. There's no time to wait. I need to enjoy now. And so this younger son went away. And this young son represents all of us. We are all like that. The Bible says he took his journey to a far country, as far from God as possible, as far from home as possible, where you can do everything that you need to do out of sight of your parents. So the Bible says he took his journey, and many people have gone on a journey, on a tangent to destruction. And this whole world is full of people who don't want God and who want to go as far from God as possible. Some people repent, some do not. Some never get the chance to repent. Somebody said, oh, when I grow up, I will change. But the Bible says in Ecclesiastes chapter 12, remember now thy creator in the days of thy youth, while the evil days come not, nor the years draw nigh, when thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them. So you must remember God when you are young, because no one can tell whether you will die as an old person or a young person. When I was staying in my father's house years ago, I had a best friend who lived opposite. And we used to play together. We played every game that you could play in Osu. From Chaskele. Do you know Chaskele? Gutter to gutter. We used to pray gutter to gutter, from his gutter to my gutter. Oh, yes. One day, I heard some screaming from his house. And I heard that my friend, a young person, was dead. We played together. We ate together. We did a lot of things together. But suddenly, he was dead. Because nobody knows whether you will die as a young person or an old person. So don't say to yourself, oh, when I grow, I will, you know, we are all stupid when we are young. You know, when we grow up, you know, we'll change. You may not get the chance to change. There are many people who are in accident. They see the accident when it's happening. At the last moment, they say, "Ah, look, it's a real, and I'm actually, something is actually happening," and they realize that they are actually dying. There is no need to embark on journeys that will destroy you. Isaiah 52 and verse 6, 53 and verse 6 says, "All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. And the Lord has laid the iniquity of us all on him." The Bible says, "The man that wandereth out of the way of understanding shall remain in the congregation of the dead." Many people embark on self-destructive journeys. Make sure you don't embark on any journey that destroys you. This boy was a sinner. He did many things. Because many times when we sin, we don't know the effect of the sin we are committing and the effect that it has on other people. When this boy left the house, he took away half of his father's wealth. His father became poor because of this boy. Half of his money, all that he had, was gone in one moment. Many of you don't know the effect of your sins and the effect of the things that you do and that you have done. What effect does it have? Financially, emotional distress. You can even go to court for emotional distress. As he disturbed the whole family, when he went into a parka, nobody knew where he was. What was he doing? What was happening to him? Because he was part of the family. He broke up a family. There was a happy family that were living happily together. But he spoiled the family. The family that had two brothers and their father and their parent, they were all living together. This boy spoiled the family with his behavior. Some of you have spoiled families. You have destroyed people's homes, destroyed families by your behavior and by your sins. And this boy just thought he was going to have fun. And the Bible says he wasted his substance. That means he wasted all that he had, which was another of his sins. He wasted all the good things that he had. Some of you have wasted your beauty on 1,000 men. Some of you have wasted your handsomeness on 1,000 girls. You become old all of a sudden. He wasted his substance. He wasted what God had given him. Are you wasting your body? Are you wasting your beauty? Are you wasting the sense that God, the family, the opportunities that God gave you? The Bible says a waster is a brother to a destroyer. That means that you are next to a destroyer. You're just like a destroyer because you waste what God has given to you. Tonight, the Bible says all we like sheep have gone astray. God is calling you to come back and he's calling you to come to your senses. So this boy, the Bible says that there arose a mighty famine. You see, the Bible says that a wise man built his house on a rock and the foolish man built his house on the sand. But when the rain came and the winds blew vehemently, the wise man's house stood firm, but the foolish man's house came down. So when the storms of life came, because the storms of life come to orangus and they come to rebels, and they come to sinners, and they come to righteous people. Storms come to everybody. Yesterday it rained here. It rained on all of us. Whether you are good or bad, it will rain on you. crisis don't select and say, you, I'm giving you a crisis will come to this person and not come to this person. Crisis come to everybody. So there arose a mighty famine, a famine which affected everybody, including this boy. But this boy had no foundation because he was a wretched son who had gone away from his father and was living an evil life, and that is not a foundation which you can depend on. And the Bible said there arose a mighty famine, and for the first time, he began to be in want. He now started to see and have certain experiences which he thought he would never have. He began to be in want. And many times, when we have problems, instead of finding the right solution, we try to create other solutions which are not solutions. There's no other solution than Jesus. Jesus is the answer. Jesus is the answer. Oh, I can't hear you. I said Jesus is the answer. And so the Bible says that he went and joined himself to a citizen of the country. Instead of coming back home, he decided that I want anybody else except my father. I don't want to see my father. I'll join myself to anybody else. I'll attach myself to any evil person except my home, except my father, except my mother, except where I belong, except where is home to me. I'll go to another place and join myself to a total stranger whom I don't know from anywhere. He said, I prefer that. I prefer that than to see my father again. And the Bible says, he went and joined himself. And the citizen of that country was not as kind as his father. The citizen of that country, the Bible says, he sent him into the field to feed swine. This is a story by a Jew, Jesus Christ. When you go to Israel, ask them for pork. And they would shout and say, no, there's no pork here. We don't eat pork. You can't have pork chops there. If you want to eat pork, eat before you go. How many will be going to Israel one of these days? I can't see your wave. I can't see your wave. Oh, yes. When you go, these are some of the things you must remember. To ask for pork. And see what response you get. So for Jesus to say that the boy was sent to feed swine, not to eat pork, but to feed them, is the lowest of the low. But the boy said, I prefer that. I prefer that than to go back to my father. Still. But one day, as he was fighting with the pigs, suddenly, the Holy Spirit spoke to him and said, you are mad. What are you doing here? You are less than a human being now. You are now moving with animals and pigs. Many of us, when we walk in sin, we are less than human beings. We go low, 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 low. Less than human beings. And he said, what is wrong with me? I will arise. I'll go back to my father. And when I get to my father, I will say with my mouth, there are so many of us, we cannot say sorry. We cannot admit that we are wrong. We are so hard and proud. We can never admit that I've made a mistake with my life. But this boy, he said, when I see my father, I will not tell him I went on an excursion. But I will say I have sinned. I've done something wrong. Forgive me for my sin. And then he arose and he implemented his decision. I want everybody to clap for the prodigal son because he arose and he came back home. He arose and he came back home. Many people cannot arise. Many people cannot turn around. You must be like a police car who can turn anywhere and at any time. You must be able to turn. U-turn, C-turn, S. Why can't you turn around? The prodigal son is one of the greatest heroes of the Bible. Because all of us have sinned and all of us will sin. But when the time comes for you to speak and say, I am sorry, I have made a mistake, it's time for you to come back to God and back home. Then you must do so. Because all of us are going to make mistakes. But when your mistake happens, you must know how to turn around, and how to come back home. It's enough of the devil, enough of the pride, enough of not being able to say, I'm sorry. I know I've done something wrong. But this boy, he said, I will arise. I will go back home. I will go to my father. I will tell him, I've done something wrong. And I want to come back. Forgive me, I'm a wretched person. I'm not even worthy to be your son. Make me a servant. Just make me like one of the house boys. When the father saw him, the father was waiting. And he said, "That look at my boy." The boy had a particular cap that he wore. And he used to walk like that. So when his father was using the binoculars, he saw him coming. He said, there's nobody who walks like this. That's my boy. That's my boy coming. I don't know what message he has, but I can see he's coming back home. My boy is coming back home. God is waiting for you. God is looking out for you. God is saying, that's my boy. That's my girl. She's coming to say sorry. She's coming to say, I was wrong. I'm wrong. I'm sorry. To say sorry is one of the greatest abilities. I once went to a church and the pastor came out on a Sunday and apologized for something that he did the week before, or something that happened in church. I felt that he was a very great person. That made me admire that man. And so he came back. And when people saw the son, they said, no, no, no. What is this guy doing here? Some of you, there are people who know you. When they see you, they say, what? This guy? What is he doing in the church? You know, I had people in church who, when someone saw them, they said, no, if this guy is in the church, then the devil has also come. The devil has formed the church. No. But the father's heart. The father's heart for you is so big. The Bible says God so loved the world. He loved a world which said there is no God. He loved a world which said there's nothing like God. That he loved a world which said, I don't need God. They love a world which insulted God and said, if there is a God, why are all these things happening? God loved the world, a world of wicked people. Look at us in our nations. Full of wickedness and sin. But God looks at us and he says, I still love you. I still like you. I still want you. Hallelujah. So today, God is calling you. Look at my hand. Can you see my hand?
Yes, sir.
Wave my hand. Wave your hand. Wave your hand so that I see you are with me. Wave your hand. God is calling all of us.
Hallelujah.
He's calling us to turn around.
Yes, sir.
Turn around.
Yes, sir.
Turn around.
Yes, sir.
And come back home. Come back to God. Come back to how you know you should be. Come back to what your heart is telling you, that there is a God and he's worth serving and following. Come back home. Come back home. There's no need to destroy yourself. He said, this my son was dead, but now he's going to live. And I want to read John chapter 6, verse 53. Jesus said, verily I say unto you, except you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and you drink his blood, you have no life in you. Whoso eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. Jesus, he said, whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood will have life. The prodigal son's father said, my son is dead. My son is dead. But Jesus said, whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood will have life. Even though the son is dead, he can have life. And he can have life by the blood of Jesus Christ, which was shed for all men. One day I went to Insawan prison and I saw a whole lot of prisoners. And I went to preach to the prisoners. Now the leader of the prisoners' fellowship, he was also a prisoner. After introducing me and I was leaving from inside the prison to go through the security and come out, I decided to interview him. And I asked him that, what did you do? He said, oh, murder. He said, all of us here is murder that have brought us here. I'm a murderer. So I asked him, who did you murder? And he told me, but I don't want to tell you who he murdered. Because it's very serious. Yes. But my heart was touched. And the guy was like a serious Christian now, but inside the prison. And I wanted to see what I could do to set him free. And as I looked at the prisoners, as I was going out, I saw the soldiers, the guns. And the door was very short. And a lot of concrete. I changed my mind. I realized that I cannot save this guy. It would take so much to set one prisoner free. Because what he did it. He actually killed a person. He himself told me, he said, oh, I killed him. How can you change it? You've done it. You see, that is why we sing that there is power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. You see, there is nothing that has power to remove your sin. There's no other substance or any kind of powder or liquid that has the ability to remove your sin and to take it away. Except one thing, the blood of Jesus Christ. The blood of Jesus Christ came forth on Good Friday. That's why we celebrate Good Friday. Because it's the day that my sins were washed away. When I look at that prisoner, I realize that I don't know anybody. I don't know any power. I've met a number of presidents. Almost all the presidents in Ghana that have been whilst I've been alive, I've met all of them. But I don't know anybody who has power to make the man's murder sin go away and for him to be a normal person again. And that's why the Bible says, without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sins. And that's why Jesus, on the last day, the day before Good Friday, he took the cup like this and he lifted it up and he said, this is my blood, which is shed for the remission of the sins of the whole world. This is my blood. Look, he took a cup. He took the bread. He said, this is my body, which is broken for the whole world. And then this is my blood for the whole wide world. My blood. He said, tomorrow I'm going to shed my blood. Today is Thursday. Tomorrow is Friday. By noon, by 3 o'clock, it's done. I will shed my blood tomorrow. And the shedding of my blood is for the wiping away of the sins of the whole world. All our sins, all our wickedness. The blood of Jesus Christ. That is why we say there is no power like the power in the blood of Jesus Christ. How many of you want this blood to wash away your sins? How many want this blood to take away your sins, which nothing else can take away but this blood of Jesus Christ? Yes. And that's why I travel all over the world, to tell people about Jesus and about his blood that he shed for all of us. Jesus shed his blood to save the whole wide world. And today, on Good Friday, I don't know who you are, but I want you to know, you are a prodigal son. All of us are prodigal sons, but we can come back home through the blood of Jesus. All you have to say, listen, it happened to me when I was in school. There's a man called Uncle James. He used to live behind, he used to work behind the stadium here. He told me, he said, listen, without the shedding of blood, there's no forgiveness. You need the blood. He told me. That was the first time I heard it. I heard that Jesus died, but I didn't know why he died. I was wondering why he was bothering to die. I asked him. And he told me, unless blood is shed, sins cannot be forgiven. Sins stay. Sins remain. But when the blood is shed, blood can wash sins away. My dear mother who is sitting here, she told me one time, she said, look at your daddy's shirt. He said, your father loves to drink coconut water. And then when the coconut water goes on a white shirt, it becomes brown and you cannot wash it. Omo cannot wash it. And what other soap? Kiss soap cannot wash it. Sunlight cannot wash it. Radiant cannot wash it. Parazone cannot wash it. Nothing can wash it. She showed me, look at all the shirts. He has bought all his shirts. I think she was trying to let me not do the same. But I'm sure I did the same. That's how sin is. It's like nothing can move it. Nothing can move it. But I have good news for you today. How many have done some terrible sins? Raise your hand if you are a liar. Hey, liars are many in Accra. How about thieves? All thieves, raise your hand. If you are a thief, raise your hand. How many have stolen chicken from your mother's stew before? Raise your hand if you have stolen chicken from your mother's stew before. You stole it and you did what? You drank the Sprite and added water to the Sprite. How many have stolen the Sprite before and added water to the Sprite? All liars and deceivers, raise up your hand, please. Hey, our sins are many. What about jealousy? How many have been jealous before? All jealousy people should raise your hand. Jealousy. What about fornication? Fornicators. Some of you must raise your leg and your hand also. Tonight I have good news. The blood of Jesus is here to wash away all your sins and make you a new person. If you want the blood of Jesus to wash away your sins and make you a new person, then lift your hand and stand up on your feet right now. No talking. This is a holy moment. This is a holy moment. Let us pray. If you want Jesus to wash your sins away, lift your hands like this. Lift your hands like this. If you believe in the blood of Jesus, I've explained to you what is the blood of Jesus. If you believe in it, all your terrible sins tonight are going to be washed away by the blood of Jesus. Lift it. If you are watching online, I see almost 10,000 people are with us online. Just lift your hand also at home, wherever you are. Washing by the blood of Jesus. Everyone. And say this prayer with me. Say, Jesus. I can't hear you. Say, Jesus. Thank you for tonight. I know that I am a sinner. I know that I have done many bad things. Tonight, I come to the cross of Jesus. Please forgive me for my sins. Please wash away my sins with the blood of Jesus. Cleanse me. Oh Lord, wash my heart wash my heart with the blood of Jesus. I open my heart. I receive Jesus Christ. I cannot hear you say, I receive Jesus Christ as my Savior and my Lord. Please write my name in the book of life. I give my life to Jesus. Please write my name in the book of life. My name is, mention your name now. Please write this name in the book of life. Thank you, Jesus, for writing my name in the book of life. Now lift up only one hand like this, only one hand like this, and say after me, Satan, in the name of Jesus, I bind you. Satan, in the name of Jesus, I cast you out of my life. From tonight, I will not serve you. I will not follow you again. I will not obey you again. I will not follow you anymore. I belong to Jesus. I belong to God. Satan, from tonight, me and you, it's finished. It's over. I belong to God. Lift your two hands now. Say, Jesus, I love you. Jesus, I love you. Jesus, I surrender all. Jesus, I'm your follower. I can't hear you say, Jesus, I'm your follower. I surrender all to you forever. I am yours. Hallelujah. Give a shout of hallelujah to Jesus. My blessed Savior. Now, every one of us, lift your hands up now. Lift your hands up. Tell God, you are a prodigal son. I'm coming back home. I'm coming back home. I'm turning around. I'm turning around. I'm going to follow you. I'm coming back home. I'm coming back home. I'm coming to you, Lord Jesus. Say, God, I'm turning around. I'm turning around. And I'm coming back to do what is right. In the name of Jesus. Father, we give you thanks and we give you praise. In the mighty name of Jesus. Right now, I want to also pray for the sick. Amen. And we are going to pray for the sick and have communion at the same time. Amen. Where's the communion? Take out your communion if you have. No movement at this time. This is a holy moment. Lift up your communion and let us pray. Shh, quiet, please. Brothers, sisters, we are one as we come before the body of Jesus Christ in this Accra Sports Stadium. Our national stadium, I believe it is. Am I right? Is it the national stadium? All right.
Brothers, sisters, we are one, and our lives have just begun. In the Spirit, we are young, and we'll live forever. Sons of God, hear His holy word. table of the Lord. Eat his body, drink his blood, and we'll sing a song of love. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
Brothers, sisters, we are one.
Brothers, sisters, table of the Lord. Eat his body, drink his blood, and we'll sing a song of love.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Lift up your communion. If you don't have a communion, lift your hand also. We will do a spiritual bread with you, spiritual bread. Lift up the bread. Lift up the bread. Father, we come before the body of Jesus. As the body of Jesus was broken, now, let healing come into our lives through the broken body of Jesus Christ. Have mercy on us, O Lord, as we partake of the body of Jesus Christ. The body of Jesus. The table of the Lord.
Table of the Lord.
Eat his body.
Eat his body.
Drink his blood.
Drink his blood. And we'll sing
a song of love.
Of love.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now lift up the blood. If you don't have a cup, just lift up your hand like that. In the realm of the spirit, you are also partaking. Now, may the blood of Jesus speak for you. May the blood of Jesus answer questions for you. May the blood of Jesus answer the devils and your accusers and those that hate you and that speak evil of you. May the blood of Jesus speak for you in the day of your going home out of this world. When I see the blood, I will pass over you. May the blood of Jesus answer and protect you from every evil and every wickedness that is in the world. The blood of Jesus Christ. Now lift your hands for your blessing. No walking, no movement. We are just entering into a miracle time. Lift your hands for your blessing. May the Lord bless you. And may the Lord heal you. Whatever is broken in your life, may the Lord put it back together. Through the broken body of Jesus, you are declared healed of every disease, every plague, every cancer, every infirmity, in the name of Jesus. May the Lord bless you and make his face to shine on you. May the Lord give you good things that only he can give you. May the Lord speak for you and the Lord intercede for you, that you may be delivered from your enemies and from the enemy. The Lord bless you. As your hand is lifted up, may your hand receive blessings in the realm of the spirit. And may you go out of this stadium with blessed hands. hands that were blessed, hands that will be blessed to do good things and good works. May your hand never be associated with evil, but may your hand be associated with good things in the name of Jesus. Touch your feet if you can touch your feet. May your feet be blessed. May you never take a false step. Just touch your feet and stand up. May you never take a false step. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. And therefore, I declare, as you have touched your feet are blessed. You never step into an aeroplane that is going to crash. You never step into a bus that is going to crash. You never step into a car that is going to crash. You never step into a situation that there is disaster and doom. You will never make a false step of life and business beginning from today in the name of Jesus. Let me hear your loudest amen. Put your hand on your heart. Touch your heart. May the Lord touch your heart. May your heart be a blessed heart. May you have a good heart, a good way of thinking, and a good mind. I rebuke the spirit of stubbornness, confusion, evil thoughts, wicked ideas, malicious and malignity. In the name of Jesus, I curse every root of bitterness that is in you. May your heart be blessed now. May you have good thoughts, a good way of thinking, and a blessed heart. May you attract God, and may you attract Jesus. May your heart not attract evil spirits, but may you have a good heart with good thoughts and a good way of thinking. In the name of Jesus, every root of stubbornness that was taking you to hell, you are healed of it today in the name of Jesus Christ. Lay hands on your head. Lay hands on your head. Every bad mind that you have had, you are cured of it now in Jesus' name. Every mind of evil thoughts and evil plans, you are healed of it now in the name of Jesus. May your mind be renewed. I say, may your mind be renewed by the word of God from today. I declare, you think correctly. You think correctly. You think properly. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, yes. Now lift your hands up. These hands you've just lifted up, they are hands that show victory. Victory. May the Lord give you the upper hand in every battle, every crisis, every conflict, every contention, every situation. May your hands always go up in victory, saying, the Lord has given me the victory. Thanks be to God, which always causes me to triumph in Christ Jesus. And now, I prophesy to every small one here, you'll become a thousand. Every little person here. Listen, some of you came in, nobody even greeted you when you were coming to the stadium. But I'm prophesying, listen, look at my hand blessing you now. I prophesy, every little one, you shall become a strong one. Every small one, you shall become a strong one. You shall become a thousand. May the Lord bless you. May his face shine on you. May his light come upon you. May his blessing be upon you. May you be favored and may you be chosen in the name of Jesus. Now lift your two hands like this. This one means I surrender all. This one means I surrender all. May you be called the ministers of God, the servants of God. Everybody in this stadium, I prophesy and predict you'll be called a servant of God, a minister of God, a servant of God. In the name of Jesus, receive this blessing. May the blessing be upon you, or your family. May you be God's servants, God's wonderful servants. And as you serve him, may he bless you every day in the name of Jesus Christ. And finally, as you work for the Lord in 2024, may every door that has been closed, it has been closed for the last 4 years. May every door that has been closed to you swing open. I say, I see the doors opening now. Let the gates open for you now in the name of Jesus. Where you couldn't enter before. I said, where you couldn't enter before. May you enter there now in Jesus' name. Anybody here who couldn't travel before because you couldn't get a visa, I command the gates to open for you now. Receive open gates. I said, receive open gates. Receive open gates. Receive open gates. Receive open gates. In the name of Jesus. Now I see in the realm of the spirit hidden riches. Yeah, because everybody hides his riches. I see hidden riches. May the gates open right now. According to the prophecy of Isaiah, may the gates open and may you encounter the hidden riches and the treasures of darkness and wickedness. And may you enjoy the blessing that comes from the Lord. The Lord bless you. May his favor be upon you. All through 2024, you'll be chosen. All through 2024, you'll be liked. All through 2024, you'll be favored. All through 2024, the hand of the Lord will be upon you. All through 2024, you will fulfill the call of God upon your life. All through 2024, you see the increase of God. All through 2024, you see the blessing and the hand of the Lord. Anyone appointed to death, anyone appointed to death this year, everybody lift your hand, let me pray this one. Anyone appointed to die, we cancel that appointment in the name of Jesus. And we postpone all appointments with death till further notice. You will not die a foolish death. You will not die an unfortunate death. You will not die an accidental death. You will not die and go to hell. In the name of Jesus. Put your hand on your heart. Say thank you. Thank you, Jesus, for long life. He said, with long life, I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. Receive long life now. Receive youthfulness. Youthfulness. Receive freshness. Receive grace upon your life in the name of Jesus. Lift your two hands and I say, I receive my Good Friday blessings. I'm going from this place with a bag of blessings. In the name of Jesus. I am covered with the blood of Jesus. Receive the covering of the blood of Jesus over your life. Beginning from tonight, when the enemy is coming to your house, coming to your dwelling place, he said, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. You will be exempted from every wickedness in the name of Jesus. Let me hear your loudest amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. Let me hear your loudest amen.
God bless you for listening to this message. Visit www.daghewardmills.org today for more audio and video messages, information on upcoming events, and so much more. Make sure you subscribe to this podcast to receive new messages every single day. And remember, God has not given you the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind.